CPI inflation for March dropped to 5% annual, rolling annual. Trade had been expecting 5.1, according to Dow Jones. I did not realize the poll was that low. I'm wondering about all the other polls that were higher, how many were really off the mark. Not a surprise, according to the poll of Dow Jones, but I think it was a surprise for others. Stock market's up 39 points in the S&P 500, big up move. So apparently a lot of traders were surprised. Now, the month-to-month change came in at 0.1% when the polling was suggesting 0.2%. So that was a bit of a surprise. Okay, so a nice drop in inflation. This is a bullish inflation report for the stock market. Hopefully, bonds start putting interest rates down here over the next few days also to help the stock market. Hopefully, the dollar will not at least explode on us or anything. Now, the core inflation, which means excluding food and energy, the more volatile, bigger impact stuff, the core gets down to what we're doing in mom and pop shop type business. Out on the street, in other words, okay? All the other little stuff we're buying. That came in at 0.4%, all right? And then the annual come in at 5.6. So this means the headline is below the core. I think that's another piece of evidence of a solid downtrend in inflation, okay? Now, a few minutes ago, I watched an interview on CNBC of Paul McCulley, one of my favorite economists that gets involved in primarily the economy. I don't know if he truly forecasts the stock market. But he was saying the Fed Reserve is very likely not to raise in early May its interest rates. And it's likely to just say it's just going to take a break. It's not even going to stress a pausing. It's just going to take a break to study things. But McCulley thinks not too long after that, they're going to come out and say, yeah, they're pausing, they're seeing some evidence, and eventually this year, they're going to drop rates, they're going to pivot. But he said they're not going to pivot immediately, okay? So the next thing we want to consider then is what's going on with the market. Well, we had a 60% probability it ought to go down for a little while today, then up. We knew it might possibly be a surprise report. It would help create that bottom a little on the early side. And that's what the model's saying. It's too good of a report. Interest rates, dollar, unlikely to cause a problem here. I think the traders probably are trying to buy for earnings season here. I think the technicals and charts still look good, other than some bulls are worried that the market's already run ahead of itself a little bit. That's been too fast of a run-up here. We already know we're looking for a sell signal here, maybe as soon as within a week, but we're kind of hopeful the market will stay up into May. We're certainly looking for a setback in May, okay, or at least some consolidation. So I think this high jump here this morning in the futures, unless the futures back it all the way off by 9:30 when the day session opens, then there's going to be a gap. And they may knock it down first and then take it higher, but I would like to see them actually just keep going. Most of the time I want them to fill the gap. I'd like to see the cash market acknowledging that people really do want to buy stocks. They want to keep going. I do think if the market continues to rally today on into, say, next week and leaves that gap, that will probably be a downside target for us looking out into May for that bottom if it doesn't pull back sooner. So I don't know how we're really going to deal with the gap, whether it gets filled today, tomorrow, whether it's weeks away yet. But at any rate, I think this looks constructive. I think this looks positive. I think we're on our way higher into next week and then a setback and hopefully higher still. But we do have to start next week on into first half May. We want to look for an important enough top that it might be worth taking at least a little bit of profit and trying to reset a little bit, okay, at a little lower price. For the long-termers, however, or for people who want to be bullish in the summer, it may not be worth doing anything in May. We'll see when we get there. But right at the moment, I'm pleased. We got what I think is a good inflation report. I think the interest rates are going to back off here in coming days. And I think we're looking good. The worst can happen is if it takes out the low of this week, then we're stuck in the mud a little bit. But other than that, I think it looks like a good report. A good response for the futures market. and I got to give it a thumbs up here. I won't give it a two thumbs up because these reports do weird things. People might buy it right on the report and then a few hours later sell it. But my guess is this market's moving higher. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.